Recently, scientists studying the outer part of our solar system, which is known as the Kuiper Belt, and that's the name of it because it forms this ring outside the orbit of Neptune, have found a very strange object, which has been christened 2003 EL61. But then, after they found that one, they found some more objects that looked really similar. Bit of a mystery because they couldn't work out where they came from, but now Mike Brown from California Institute of Technology has solved the mystery, and it turns out they're all part of one big happy family, and even more surprisingly, we may personally have met some of their relatives.
This is one of those things that you stumble upon without having any idea that it's there. We found this very interesting object a couple of years ago. It's out in space beyond Neptune, and it's bigger than Pluto in one dimension, but it's actually about half the size of Pluto in the other dimension. It's shaped sort of like an American football that's had some of the air let out of it and stepped on. And it spins end over end every 4 hours. And what we have recently found is that the object was smashed by something else that was maybe half the size of Pluto, maybe 4 billion years ago. And that's what led it to rotate. And the interesting thing that has finally happened is that we found the other chunks that fell off of it after it got smashed.
So where have they gone? You'd anticipate that if something was smashed into by something the size of Pluto, that the remnants, the shrapnel, would disappear.
Right, so two of the little pieces actually went into orbit around this object. The other six pieces that we found are not in orbit around the object, but they're in orbit around the sun. They got ejected from the object itself, but they didn't get ejected fast enough, so you can still see them in the vicinity of this object out there past Neptune.
Playing devil's advocate, how do you know, Mike, that those remnants are actually from that parent object that first got smashed into, and not just other debris that's accumulated nearby?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The only way that we realize that these were all chunks from the original body is that they're all made of exactly the same material, and there's nothing else out there beyond Neptune that we found that looks like it's made of exactly the same material. So that was the original thing we found. We thought, wow, this is strange. There's this one big body that's rotating fast and shaped like a football that's made out of this. And then we started finding just a few more, and we thought, what's going on? Why are these small number of objects? And then suddenly it dawned on us that these are all really right in the same place in orbit around the sun. If you trace their orbits back, you can actually see essentially that they intersect.
So that's the outer solar system, but does this give us any clues as to the sort of configurations that you see closer in, nearer to Earth?
The fascinating implication for the inner solar system is that this collision that happened probably 4.5 billion years ago, right at the beginning of the solar system, this collision just by chance happened to occur in a region of the outer solar system that is close to being unstable. That is, that if you put something in orbit there, it won't stay in that orbit for a very long time, which means that all of these fragments from this massive collision have had the chance to become unstable, and when they become unstable, they work their way into the inner solar system, and they become things that we call comets today. So it's very likely, in fact, inevitable, that some of the comets that we have seen in our lives have been from this actual collision. And in fact, it must also be that sometime in the past, chunks of this very large object that broke apart in the outer solar system have landed on the Earth and are somewhere around somewhere.
That was an incredible piece of detective work, wasn't it? That was Mike Brown from the California Institute of Technology explaining how he's pieced back together the remains of a cosmic collision that took place over 4 billion years ago in the outer reaches of the solar system. He's actually published that work in this week's edition of Nature.
And we've got some updates on the teaser here. We have Connor in Tillingham, who's had a pretty good guess, and Caroline in Chelmsford, who's also had a pretty good guess. Our teaser today is, how much electricity could you generate if you covered the whole of the Sahara Desert in solar panels? And just as a bit of a clarification, we want an answer in watts, and we'll give a prize to the person who's the closest to the nearest order of magnitude.
Not in what?
In watts.
What? Sorry, I'm being.
And you get a mud-powered clock. I really want to see one of these things to
figure really
out
fantastic.
How it works.
No, it's really fantastic, and it's just using the chemical reactions that happen between different metals and soil to create enough electricity to power a clock. You can really wow your friends out with it. It's been kindly given to us by Noisemakers, a group of scientists who actually believe in trying to make science fun and interesting, which is at the end of the day what we're trying to do too.
That certainly sounds like a cool clock to win. So yeah, how much electricity would you generate if we covered the Sahara Desert in solar panels?
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.